KFC Radio, another edition. We're going to bring Young and Happy in a minute. It's going to be Young and Happy versus Old and Bitter. First, me and Feidelberg opening this bitch up.
Speaking of Young and Happy, just real quick, there was just a kid from the office in, he works at Paramount, and he just came up and he kind of said, what's up to you? He said, yep. What's up to me? And he said his girlfriend listens to the podcast, and she likes the sad boy. that's coming on Young and Happy. I was just described as the sad boy.
Yo, that's also kind of a coin flip, really. I mean, that you got to be a little more descriptive too.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, the self-loathing dude who, like, you know, says that chicks don't like him. That needs to be like maybe like in your Twitter bio, sad boy.
I am sad boy.
I like the sad boy. Shout out to her. Shout out to sad boy. Sad boy, are you?
It just floats easily there.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. We need like a remix of Starboy. I'm a motherfucking sad boy. What a fucking moniker, man. Are you cooking at all yet?
No.
Still a child.
Still. Well, we discussed the last episode how, like,
if a girl's not there,
yeah,
like, not doing it.
No, I'm not doing
this. Blue Apron makes cooking so easy. You don't even need a girlfriend to do it.
That's
a pitch right
there,
Blue Apron.
Make that your new tagline, Blue Apron.
You guys want to double our rate for just that alone right there? Blue Apron, so easy you don't even need a girl to do it. Maybe perhaps going down a little bit of a sexist route you don't want to go.
But it really conveys how easy it is, though.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, sure, maybe some people won't be thrilled about it, but it is a hell of a sales pitch.
Blue Apron, they're the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. What does that mean? It means you sign up. It means they take all the ingredients you need for fresh, delicious meals. They prepackage it, they seal it up, and they send it in a box to you with ice so that everything stays fresh and cool and nothing goes spoiled. Then they give you easy-to-follow ingredients and recipes where all you do is follow it. It's like paint by color, but with food. You put it in a pinch of this, a dash of that. You cook it for XYZ minutes. Bingo, bango, bongo. You got yourself a meal with a couple sides. They have a very expensive menu where you can pick from all different types of cuisines, and it's constantly updating with the seasons, and it's, you know, guaranteed the freshest ingredients, the freshest meals. Right now, if you use the promo code, if you go to blueapron.com/KFC, you get your first three meals for free, an entire box for free. That's blueapron.com/KFC. So
I gotta do that. I'm like, you sold me on that. I gotta do it.
It honestly is like as simple as it gets. To pretty much, if you can't do this, then like you're not gonna survive in life. So you almost have to be able to do this. And again,
it's setting the bar pretty high.
No girlfriend doesn't matter. Blue Apron. Blue Apron will be your food source with no girl. That's how we roll.
I don't think I even have pots and pans. I gotta check that out first.
The fact that you don't even know whether you do or not. I bet you have like pot and pan.
I feel like I have one like in my
one
oven
in one.
That probably like someone just came in there.
I feel like it's like under your bed or something.
Yeah, like there's a pan somewhere in the house, I bet. hasn't been used, but it's somewhere.
So sad, boy. Like I said, we're about to have Young and Happy pop in a minute. Lord knows where they are. They're just on young kids' time. Couple old guys here
crazy.
Trying to fucking get
shit
done.
We said we were going
to
film it. We recorded at 3. It's now 4:15. That's
an old guy move right there, saying 4:15.
I've always said that. People get mad about it when I say it. People yell at me on Twitter all the time because Twitter's just the worst place ever. But it was...
4:15
like,
is strange.
People like, 4:15? Who says that? I always
say
4:15.
You
say
quarter
my whole
past?
Life.
You say half past?
No.
Just 4:15.
Just 4:15, yeah.
It's a little weird when you think about it. Like,
yeah, it's definitely.
Phrasing. It's like 1/4 of an hour until an hour that I'm not mentioning. Just 4:15. A quarter of what, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Twitter is the worst place in the world. I got to address some of these fucking bitch-ass, mouth-breathing fucking haters. People talking about the shit that we bullshit about on EMTC and on the pod. People are like, how do they not think that Advil works? That doesn't work. They're making shit up just to fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I thought we just explained it pretty well. When I take Advil, I don't really feel any effects.
Yeah.
I'm sure it like lowers my fever and maybe my swollen ankle, the inflammation goes down.
That's exactly what we say. Like, yo, if I'm not tweaking, then it's not really doing anything.
Right.
If I'm not going numb, or if like some if I'm not getting drunk, then it just doesn't work.
Just nothing's happening to me. And they're like, they're fabricating this for like material. I'm like, this is what we come up with? We like sat in the room, like a war room, like, and then we're going to come up with the Advil take. And then we're really going to ratchet it up.
I had people explaining to me, texting me, being like people were like mad that I was like, they're like, you're dumb, like you're just a dumb person. I don't disagree entirely. Okay, that's a fair,
point.
I'm not a genius, but like I understand medicine should in fact work. But if I'm not tweaking, then it's not working.
Keith looked at me like a father today, looking at his dumb son. Well, because like, you don't really believe this, do you? I was like, fuck you, Keith. We got Young and Happy here in the flesh in the building. This is almost like playing 2-on-2.
This is
like a game of 2-on-2, except this, podcast.
This
form.
It's like a contest then.
Yeah, and we're gonna fucking
crap.
Win.
Crap. Podcast badminton.
I want everybody. Podcast badminton. I want everybody to decide who wins this podcast.
Oh wow!
Based
Holy
on
fuck.
Based on takes.
Jesus Christ!
Based on takes, because we have Young and Happy versus Old and Bitter versus Old and Jaded. You guys are gonna come in. You're going to be all fucking roses and happiness and life is good.
Taking Advil.
And we're going to just be like, wrong, wrong.
I'm on board with Advil, though. Advil is Advil's trash. I'll never take it.
My man, pots and pans.
And that's why, like, it's not going to get any more sane. Like, it's not like we're going to be the voice of reason coming in here. Like, I'm not taking a fucking Tylenol for, like, my headache or something like that. I'm going to, if I'm doing anything,
I'm going to ride it out.
Yeah. Exactly. Or I'm going to take something way stronger.
Are you on board with Advil or not?
No. I think it's preposterous what you guys are doing here, but I don't want to mess up the flow. So, if you guys want to do a little transition to another topic.
No, well, you know what? It's 3-on-1. We just fucking stole Ron from you. You fucking Advil shill boy over here.
I wish that before we came into the show that you'd been like, hey, this is it's a contest. I thought we were all playing the same team. That's naive of me. That's
on me, pal.
Well, here's the deal. We can all play along. We can all just have some fun if you want. I don't know. I'm just a competitive guy. You know me. I'm always out there competing, trying for the win.
You know what's crazy, though? I think I might be a couple months older than Feidelberg. Is that
no.
true?
I don't know. I'm 28.
I'm 29, bro.
What? Wait. Roan is 29?
There's 1988, bro.
I'm an 88. I'm August 88. So, yeah, he's a couple months
I'm April there. 88.
Yo, I would have thought you were 25 and a half.
I think Barcelona is just like a fantasy land because, like, every time someone hears someone's age, we're like, it's
Shut
never
the
what we
fuck
said.
Up.
Like when YP told me he was 25, I was like, I thought you were 19.
Yeah, me too. I just found that out right now. I thought he was very, very young.
Robbie Fox, I thought Robbie Fox was older than what he is.
I thought Robbie Fox was the oldest of all. Robbie Fox walks around like he's 41.
He's 18.
That's young.
That's insane.
It's crazy, but he's always like so like kind of like level headed. Like I would like go to Bob for like advice.
He does. It's like 15-year-old Steve. Like that kid is wise. Bob Fox is a secret of wisdom.
No, I think there's like when you're that age, there's like a certain number of things that you have to like see in life that you don't really know are out there, and you feel like you maybe you are at like your top confidence level. At right before you like see like oh wow the world really is kind
yeah.
of a wild place
oh yeah I am like I ain't shit yeah, like, and then it just need to get out of high school
and the rest of your life you're just very confused
but this is gonna be weird for Bob because like this is gonna be the only life he knows at least for the foreseeable future like he's not going down
I mean
the normal
road Hank is the same way
but Caleb is the weird. Same way dude yeah. Caleb came from fucking college football to Barstool there's no real life in this person he's yeah. never experienced any real life.
What do you mean?
You haven't had any kind of real, like shitty jobs or, like, fucking going through a regular
Dude,
guy college experience.
Yo, I don't know if you knew this, but I played college football.
I wasn't a star. I wasn't a star
Did
of the team.
You missed it, by the way, when Rico called radio earlier. He called you the backup of Tobacco Road.
Wow.
It
kind of nice.
Flowed nice.
It does feel nice.
Rico's a guy that I wish I would have had along with me when I was Octagon Bob's age.
Just as, like, a wingman?
I mean, I just feel like the earlier you can incorporate him into your life, the better.
I wish you came out of the womb with me. Yeah. Rico Bosco, man. All right, so here's the deal. We do voicemails on this program. We got these idiots calling, and today what we did is we put them in a list for you guys. So we're going to let – it's your choice.
Oh.
The only thing I would say would be avoid number six, which was labeled, we probably shouldn't play this one.
We're going to start with six,
because,
please.
No, because it involved Chris Benoit and, like, murdering your family, and it was...
It's heavy, I feel like.
Too much. It was like a caller being like, should I murder my family? I was like, maybe we should, like, call the authorities on
this
one.
That one, because then I feel like we've become complicit.
Yeah.
And we'll just edit this out. I don't need to catch a case for that.
We'll edit this out. So
okay.
Shout out a number and a title. give me a number and a title, and we'll get the voicemail started. Young and Happy pops their cherry on voicemails.
Number six. We probably shouldn't play this one.
I mean, if you guys want to hear it,
You can't start with it. You guys can't play this one. You're not going to be like, see this, don't look at this.
So my girlfriend just told me this story about one of her friends.
It's always one of my friends.
Apparently was having problems with her boyfriend, and in order to keep her boyfriend, she told him that she was on birth control, and the boyfriend nutted inside of her.
Oh, damn.
And she got pregnant. Now, I'm shocked at this. The baby is born 9 months old, and I just want to know, like, is this grounds...
Born 9 months old.
If I was the boyfriend, is this grounds to just kill them?
Kill the kid,
It's a fair question.
That is fair.
Okay, let's take slaughtering them off the table.
Right.
But that is the worst thing that you can do to someone.
I thought it was going to be much more serious. That's like, yo, should I kill this person? Because that's something I say all the time. I say that over, like, if you mess up my McDonald's order. Am I justified to fucking murder this person?
But the difference is, when there's a McDonald's order that's screwed up, you don't really actually want to kill them. I think if someone tricked you into having a baby, you would... you take your McDonald's seriously. If someone tricked you into having a baby, man, your life's ruined.
But you're nutting... Some of this falls on this guy, though.
To nut
this
inside
guy's
a chick.
Just nutting inside this chick that he was trying to break up with.
I agree totally with that. I think I've said this before, where like I have to see. I don't trust anybody for anything. Like, I need to see you take your birth control every day.
Yep.
It needs to be a group event. We
like,
take it
film
together.
Film it wearing a different shirt, holding up the day.
Yeah,
and
like
the time.
When Fidel Castro was like, still trying to prove he's alive. It's like, all right, here's today's paper. I'm taking my birth control. I'm like you got to do it like at a mental hospital too. Where, like, I want, open your mouth. Let me see that. It's not hiding anywhere. And that's not that anyone would want me to get them pregnant.
No,
it's just I'm just not.
Not
a trusting person, and I need to see it.
Yo, it is pretty wild. Like, that is a thing that most dudes just will take that girl at her word and trust her that she's taking it at the right time and the right schedule and all that. It's like really a risk.
It's a lot of trust. That is it. You better believe that you trust that person on everything if you're going to trust them on that one thing.
How did you end up having your daughter? She got tricked into it too?
It was in vitro.
He tricked her.
Oh, got it.
I tricked my daughter into getting in the van, and I was like, we'll just live the rest of our lives together.
I remember when I was like really young, I was so paranoid about this stuff. Like, my girlfriend was on birth control, and I still wouldn't do it. My girlfriend was on birth control. I would pull out like 5 minutes before I came. It was basically like I was just like we would wrestle, and I just jerk
sex.
Off on her afterwards. Like, that was how I had sex when I was like a kid. I don't think I was totally in the wrong there, because it is a scary fucking thing to do that.
It used to be the pill, and I would wear a condom, and I would pull out and just like come in the condom.
Uh-uh.
Because I would just be so scared, man.
What?
This is like high school.
Dude, if you weren't this scared, I don't think you went to Catholic school. Dude, Catholic school, they put the fear of goddamn God into me, and they were like, if you ever come in a girl, like, you're going to hell. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to do it.
But they're not wrong, because if you come in a girl and you have a kid, you go to hell. Your world just becomes hell.
Then you would just whip off that condom and throw it out the window. Throw it out your dad's window. But what this kid needs to do, or what this guy needs to do with his newborn child, is just make sure that that child resents the mom for the rest of their life. Just team up with the kid and make sure that for the rest of, like, you just vilify the mom. Mom is the bad guy the rest of life. She's a fucking temptress. She's going to trap you, and you just have to know from the beginning that me and you are on a team, and mom's a crazy one. She wanted some fucking, she wanted beef, she got beef, and now there's two of us. Don't kill the kid, weaponize the kid.
That's young and happy, folks. I mean, I think that's it for that topic. Yeah, that's the note we're going to end it on.
That's how I picture just families are in general, though. That's like my understanding of family life. Like, yeah, you're the mom kid or you're a dad kid. No one's like, we're both.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to like Shay more than my son.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you're already calling the shot on that one, huh?
I really like Shay.
Kid's not due for a month, and you're like, I already fucking hate him.
I really like Shay. I'm just saying, it's like, you know, if someone was like, yo, try this new, like, sandwich, you're going to love it more than, like, McDonald's fries. It's like, really? I don't think I can't
see
McDonald's fries.
Too much?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But, like, I mean, you definitely pick favorites. Like, you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Everyone who's like, oh, I love them equally.
It's Do you think next kid, Ron, like, you be able to love her more than your daughter?
Well, you always love a natural child more than the kidnapped one. I've read that you'll have more of an affinity towards one that actually comes from you. So I think I'll like this next one a little bit more.
I thought you said you had a problem with that.
I have frozen sperm. Let's just say that. Clancy Brothers, do you guys have an idea of which one of you guys is more favorite?
I think I'm the favorite. You don't think so?
I think you get a lot of preferential treatment because you need it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that makes you the favorite.
This fucking guy.
Holy
shit. That was
shit.
An awesome response.
Yeah. That's tough to come back from that one. I think we can all agree our sister's in a distant third. She's way behind.
Really?
I mean, he just doesn't shut the fuck up ever. He's just always babbling.
He doesn't?
So I know. He talks more than me.
Really?
I get all my talking out here, so then when we're, like, hanging out in family settings, I'm just, like, hanging out. And he's like, well, let me tell you about this book I read. And, hey, guys, did you hear about this podcast? And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Guys, so, reading books, that's already bad.
Right? I think the eldest, because I'm an eldest, I think we're typically liked less because we're the ones who put him through hell first. Like, by the time you came around, like, they were like, fuck it. Like, kids suck. We get it. Like,
yep.
Go do whatever the hell you want.
That's basically
where this one already ruined
me. I'm already out number two. It's like,
yeah.
Caleb, you're at eldest, right?
Kind of. I got, like, a really complicated family situation, but basically, eldest.
How about the favoritism?
I don't know if that's the direction we're trying to go, but.
What about the favoritism situation?
I think that, I mean, I guess, speaking to what you were saying earlier, like, I have a stepdad. I think my stepdad loves me a lot. But I think it would be probably hard not to have, like, a special affinity for someone that came from your human sperm.
Yeah, but that's fair.
But he probably likes me. Like, I'm less trouble than my brother, so he probably likes me better. But it would be hard to be like, I created this one, didn't create this
one. Like, I got this one at the store, and I, I made this one.
I was like a byproduct of something else he likes. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? So,
I feel that. All right, what do we got? What's up next?
All right, next one we're going to go, man, should we go... Somebody's watching or stripper etiquette.
Pick one. We'll do the second one after that.
Well, let's go number three. Someone's watching.
Someone's watching.
Hey, KMC.
It's him.
Long time listener, first time caller.
He's watching.
I deserve the call. So I was actually just having sex with my girlfriend.
Nice.
And
nice call right afterwards.
A little break, about 30 seconds or so, and it was quiet in the room. And all of a sudden, no one else is home. We hear this humming, and it sounded like it was coming from the Zombie Nation song. It was going, oh, 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 oh.
It's a good rendition.
And it wasn't like a clear song. It was as if a woman was humming it, and no one else was in the house. So we're pretty convinced it was a ghost. Anyways, if you were in our situation, would you take that humming as if the ghost was cheering you on? Because it's kind of like it's a sports song, so I thought as if it was kind of cheering us on, or would you be scared shitless?
This is
good thing is being cheered on.
Even by KFC radio standards, this is out there.
It's a peculiar question.
Was it a ghost, and what is the mood of the ghost?
And would you be proud that the ghost likes watching you fuck?
I'm going to take it a different direction. If I was a ghost, I'm watching people fuck.
Oh yeah,
that's like a perk of being a ghost.
You think ghosts jerk off?
Sure, yes. Surely.
Do you think ghosts JJO?
Surely.
But do you think that ghosts come? Is there ghosts come?
I think ghosts are made of cum. Ghosts are like made of like a filmy like cum.
Ghosts have always said this, that the ghosts are the children that were never been born. Like in whiskey, like the angel share that just rises the evaporation that never comes out of the barrel. That's what ghosts are with cum.
Oh, well.
Oh,
the angel share of cum.
It's like every time you nut, there's
ghosts are evaporated cum.
Yeah.
They learn something
new
every day.
You know, I remember like when I was a kid, there was like a smokestack by my house, and I was just always like, that's where clouds come from. I still believe that.
That's factory.
That's where, yeah, like the factory smokestack. I'd be like, look at all the clouds being made. That's kind of like, yeah, that's what a ghost is. That makes perfect sense.
Coming out of your dick.
That is pretty smart.
This is reasonable. Everything we
you
say.
You believe in ghosts?
I refuse to believe that if there are ghosts that they're haunting me or that they're able to haunt me. Like, get the fuck out. Like, what are you going to do to me, ghost? Like, are you going to push me or something like that? Like, stop.
Well, it's more of a mental tormenting.
But how are they going to mentally? You're only mentally tormented if you allow someone to mentally.
Yeah, if you're a mental midget.
Exactly. Right. If you allow a ghost in there. So it's like, if ghosts, I would much rather subscribe to this guy's belief about ghosts that they're just watching you fucking, and they're just jerking off.
Doing like EDM songs.
Yeah, they're just singing along like they're jumping up and down in
like
Wisconsin Stadium or something.
Also, like this guy, like somebody might be in your house, bro. That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe let's not worry about ghosts. Figure out like
who's left on a soccer game in the other room. Like, just think about it.
The TV upstairs. Do you believe in ghosts, Caleb?
No, I don't.
Really?
No.
You?
Of all the shit you believe in?
That surprises me a little bit, because you're an alien guy. You're a I guess you're not a supernatural guy.
I mean, I'm an alien guy for good reason. Like, I have my doubts on, this has been going over poorly for me recently. I have my couple doubts on the whole 9/11 deal.
We got a truther.
Okay.
The whole 9/11 deal.
This is not going over for me poorly recently.
I have not said
it. Was going good for about 15 years.
I haven't really said it to good reception recently, but I've been watching the documentaries, and I think there's something to think about. It's all I think about. Everyone's like, you think that Bush did it, or you think that the planes didn't actually hit, or people didn't actually die. No, I don't think that. I just think that there's something to think about. That's it.
I feel like you just wake up in the morning and it's like you roll over, hit your alarm, and you're like, what happened with 9/11? And then like you go to bed at night, it's like, I don't think that's what happened, man.
Yeah, I started taking nootropics. Like, I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast a lot, and he always talks about the nootropics he sells.
What's that?
They're like, it's like a natural brain drug. So like it's supposed to stimulate different things in parts of your brain, memory, creativity, energy. And so, but it's not like Adderall. So anyways, I started taking it, and then it basically didn't affect me at all during the day, but then it just made all my dreams like super
wacky,
vivid and memorable, and they were all about 9/11.
Your dreams were?
That's a tough night's sleep.
I was going to say, I would stop taking those things.
But you know, like back in the biblical days, like that was like the chosen person. Like that guy.
Chosen person dreams of 9/11.
Like the dream, the guy who dreams about the same thing all the time is like that guy, he's going to change the world somehow.
So are you the chosen one?
The hair would kind of suggest that.
That was like my first thought. I was like,
breaking
you got
news.
Jesus look.
You look kind of chosen.
Caleb is Jesus. He's the Messiah.
And to answer your question, I don't believe in ghosts.
Oh my God.
All right. I get my phone.
Stripper etiquette, I think,
here.
Was the next one. Yeah, number eight, maybe?
Number eight, stripper etiquette. And I turn the fucking lock off.
Hey, guys. Long time. So I have a quick question. So a couple of weeks ago, I went on a bachelor party with some buddies of mine. And one of the nights ended with strippers in the hotel. Well, one of my friends, he took the stripper into a back room, and after about 15 minutes, he came out and said that he just ate her out. And he was really proud of it, too. Now, is this the most disgusting thing you could possibly do, or is he right to be kind of cool about it? Like, it just seems like it's the equivalent of sticking your head in a bag of garbage, but...
That's a bit harsh for that stripper.
That's rude.
That was just uncalled for. I would. Here's the thing. You said a bachelor party. Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything kind of goes on a bachelor party.
Yeah.
You want to go down on a stripper? It's not my scene.
Right.
What?
It wouldn't be my first choice. But I'm not gonna like throw stones. I won't like high five you either. But I'll be like, okay.
Dude, my gut reaction was like, oh, no. And now I'm like, hey, John from 5 seconds ago, why are you still fucking bitch? Like,
just go down on that stripper, man.
Yeah, dude, go down on a stripper. Why not? You think every girl you've ever gone down on is a fucking virgin?
No, but like a stripper, like that whole region was just rubbing up against like a stranger's dick, and like she's like sweating.
She's
up
wearing
there,
underpants.
She's going,
let me tell you something about this stripper. This stripper has a venereal disease.
Why? A lot of strippers.
Listen, John. The reason why I know that this woman has a venereal disease is because she went down on by a guy who definitely has a venereal disease. With the type of judgment he's making, and I'm not saying it's from like it could be from other strippers, but this guy's made so many bad decisions in his life. If you can rationalize this as a good decision, was it you?
I'll tell you what. I can rationalize this as a good decision. I could be like, if I was in the back room with a stripper, like it's kind of like we kind of always go back to this, but it's kind of like a cash on the table situation. Like if you put a vagina in front of me,
I might lick it.
I can put my mouth on it.
But you're. But
That's just the way the game works.
Two things come into play.
I'm like a kid by a window, like a window shop. I'm
just licking
like,
it.
I have to just like put my mouth on things. Like, if it's in front of my face, I'm gonna stick my tongue out and bury my head in it.
But what about like her being like a stripper and she could like just like have some sex with you, or she could put her mouth on your genital.
Yeah, well, I feel like that all kind of that was gonna come along after. I guess I would probably not be like, well, okay, thanks for letting me out. I'll see you later.
I'll be on my
way. Let's go back to the party.
I would hope there's some reciprocation.
Yeah,
there.
that's really it's an investment, and I would invest. I would invest in that stripper and be like, you know what? I'm gonna put myself out here, and I think you're gonna put yourself back.
You know
out.
What this is? This is almost like. Let's say the Bears taking Mitchell, right? Like, it's not a bad pick, but maybe you could have got him a little later. It's like a value pick. Like, you don't need to go above and beyond with that. You don't need to go down on that stripper, really.
He didn't need to.
That's what I mean. Like, you could have just slow played that a little more rather than being like,
dude, what?
I want this girl to like me.
You should have been just kissing the stripper in the back. I'd rather put my mouth on a vagina than a mouth. Your mouth is disgusting.
That's insane. But
neither of them are really.
I think a big question, a very important question is, did he pay extra money to do this? Did he give her money to do this?
They said stripper.
But I'm saying a stripper that comes to a bachelor party is a prostitute.
Okay, but I mean, I heard stripper.
But
that chick's getting some cash.
If you pay to eat out a stripper, you probably gave her venereal disease.
Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah, that is the type of guy who would have one.
That's also like a weird psychology to be like with someone whose job is it to make you feel good and give you sexual gratification. Be like, no, I'm giving her sexual
gratification.
Dude,
I'm a pleaser. That's the game.
Is that you?
Yeah, I'm a pleaser.
More so than like, I don't want to nut. I just want to make sure you nut.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to nut later just thinking about my ability to make you nut.
100%. 100%.
That's the real psychology behind
it? Yeah.
Strippers nutting in your mouth.
Girls nutting is such a funny phrase. She just wants to get a nut. Or when girls call it head, that's hilarious to me too.
Head, I feel like, has kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. Head doesn't get as much play anymore.
Yeah, head.
Remember like back in the days of Nori, it was like, get head. I want head. I want some head. Now it's like go down. It's not the same anymore. But yeah, when a chick says head,
BJ head, give me head.
What else we got? Let's keep it moving.
Caleb, you want to pick this one?
Yes, please. Okay. How about 7 Cube Girl?
What's up, boys? Got a question about Cube Life relationships for you.
What's up? Oh, boy.
So I'm 23 and just started a new job at a company living the Cube Life. Since I started about a month and a half ago, there's this girl that always walks by my desk and smiles at me a few times a day. I have no idea what her job is or what her name is. I've even asked my friends at the company who she is, but with no luck. A few times so far, though, we'll leave the office at the same time. And it had been just the two of us in the elevator all the way down from the 73rd floor. So, you know, there could be enough time for a short conversation at least. But I was always either listening to this fucking show or messing around on my phone. So my question is, I guess, what's the etiquette for shooting your shot in the cubes? Do you avoid it at all costs or make a wild first impression? Thanks, boys. Leave a...
Dating a coworker, hitting on a coworker can be... a problematic situation, can be an awesome situation. There's a lot that goes along with it. I love that he doesn't know, like, who she is, what her name
is. I guess that kind of makes it easier that it's like, I don't know, where I've never seen this girl before. She might not even work with me. I feel like that makes it more allowable or a little bit easier.
It's when you work, like, hand in hand with someone that it can kind of get messy or sticky. I think it's not a good idea. Yeah. I think that it's something you should probably avoid, but it's also, again, kind of like the cash on the table thing. It's like, cute girl at work, you're into it, go for it.
Yeah.
This guy might be creating it in his head as well. Like, sometimes, like, he might be seeing someone and, like, thinking that there's something going on with this girl, and there's nothing. She, like, doesn't know who the fuck he is. Like, she might be just riding down next to him in the elevator.
What's up? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, like, he might be turning this into this romance because he's just sitting there all day just, like, looking at whatever
girl
goes by.
Those are the best type of romances, though, for real.
The fake ones that you make up in your head.
The ones that are just completely in your head.
I had a train girl, not a cube girl. There was a train girl. I was telling it to Frankie Borelli earlier. And, like, every day we just happened to be on the same train, same time, kind of walked the same direction off of the train. And in my head, like, every day I was like, Today's the day I'm just going to grab her. We're not even going to get off at our stop. We're just going to, like, make out on the train and ride it to the end. Like, this is it. Today's the day. Never talked to her once.
Never once.
She was cute. I was always like, we'd be like sitting across from each other. I'm like, she's looking at me. She's like probably looking out the window behind me. She didn't know who the fuck I was.
She's blind. This girl's staring right at, she hasn't blinked. This girl's making crazy eye contact.
She always wears the same sunglasses every day.
I'm getting signals from
beautiful dog.
But those are girls at work, girls on your commute, girls like the bartender, maybe like
those
situations.
Those fantasy romances are the best. They're way better than a real one.
There's no like bad side of those.
It's just you fall in love, and then you kind of just stay in love, and then you just never see each other again.
Or you talk yourself out of it.
Sounds better than most of my boys.
That's the name of the game right there.
Or you're like, yeah, she's got big gums. Like, it would never work out with us. Like, her shoulders are weird. Like, I didn't think it was meant to be. Like, we had a good run.
I remember once the train girl came. She had, like, a weekend bag. Like, it was, like, the summertime, and she had it all packed up. And I was like, fuck, man, she's probably got a boyfriend, and she's going out. I was like, no, she's with her girlfriend.
She wouldn't cheat on me like that, dude. She wouldn't do that to me.
All in my fucking head like a loser.
That's amazing. That's how it is. The trains are a weird situation, though. There's a lot of, I think there's like a lot of like tension going on. There has to be like train babies, just people meet on the train and just like have.
They probably just smash in the train, on the train.
It's got to be going on in this weird, fucking
trains.
Smelly city.
Next voicemail is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to buy and sell tickets online to any, whether you want a sporting event, whether you want to go to concerts, whether you want to go see a comedian, whether you want to go to the theater, whatever it may be, any live entertainment, SeatGeek has got you covered. They take all the tickets from all the secondary markets. They put them in an easy-to-read chart so you know exactly what you're going to get. Get the bang for your buck, and you know you're going to get a guaranteed ticket. You don't have to worry about it being fraudulent, none of that nonsense. You download the free SeatGeek app, you click settings, you click add a promo code, you enter KFC, and you're going to get $10 off your first purchase. Once again, download the free SeatGeek app, enter promo code KFC. Maybe you can see like Ronan in concert one day when he's like selling out the Barclays eventually.
Yo,
you know?
That would be big.
What are you going to do, a pianist?
I might be a pianist. I might do an organ, just play the organ. Or a flautist.
I'm an organ donor.
I really haven't decided yet. Or maybe our guy Mike.
I'm an organ donor.
It's just a thought to put out there.
SeatGeek, promo code KFC, $10 off. Let's do a couple more voicemails, and then I'm going to bullshit with my young and happy guys. Feidelberg had to check out because we're old and washed up.
So do you want to do another one?
Yeah, we'll do pick a good one out, and then we'll...
Pick another one, Caleb.
Okay, how about this? Backseat bangers.
I was hoping he was going to pick that
number one.
Nice.
That's just well titled.
I got a quick question for you guys. I'm 23, and I've been like kind of talking to this girl, and we were talking about banging in the back of a car, and like I don't know, it seems a little high school to me. I don't know. Like I'm kind of older now, and I just want to know what is like the age limit of having sex in the back of a car, like. Is it 25, like 26? Like,
she's got to be 18.
Be
let's start there.
My 30, so. Just wanted to know your guys' take.
So car sex and shower sex and like water sex, I think, are the two most overrated forms of sex. When you're talking about the literal sex, like how it actually feels,
right?
You know, because it's like the water is weird; it just messes up all the natural shit. The car is just uncomfortable. It's like you're trying to squeeze in this way.
You have to be flexible.
Out.
You have to be strong.
And
Ron's a big stretcher.
Are ya?
I want to be a big stretcher because I'm inflexible.
Because you want to be able to like smash in the back of cars.
Exactly. But I mean, I even feel like in a car situation, it's not necessarily, it's like the adventure of it.
That's what I'm saying. So it's overrated in the sense of like how it physically feels, but the scandal of it all, and that's the whole situation of it, I can get down with that.
So if it's like, if you have no place else to go, to me, that's like, that kind of sucks. It's like I'm 23, like I can't go back to my parents' house. Like neither of us have places to live. Like this is our only place that we could fuck. Like mm-hmm. is the car. Like I can see why that would suck. But it's like, if you want to like, if you're trying to like spice it up or do some weird shit, I don't think there's any age cap.
Or like some spontaneous, you know, like we pulled over.
I would put it in my Google Calendar. Like I want to.
Right.
Yeah. But maybe.
It's not the number one overall draft pick of places I want to have sex, but it's a spice. I feel like if you're older though and you're doing it, it's probably like scandalous. Like you're probably cheating or some shit like that.
I've always
like,
thought about this too. Like, and this is just maybe a general question that I could call in for KFC Radio, but like, how do fat guys have sex?
I've
always thought about that.
General, they sometimes lift it up.
I look at fat guys,
the
I'm
belly
like, how
and
do you
put it in a mouth like Akinelli. I mean, when you're that fat and you got the belly that hangs low, I feel like you have to do this.
Like,
is how this is how
you're
I
trying
always
to like navigate
it.
Close quarters, and I feel like it could be difficult.
I feel like I've always envisioned them lifting the belly, and I feel like you almost have to be having sex doggy style, and you have to like lay it
you
on
put
top
it back
of her
down.
Back.
You put the belly back down.
You can't hold it the whole time.
Yeah, or maybe you lie down on your back, and everything kind of sifts to the sides, and you flatten out like a pancake, so your penis is suddenly presentable. It pops up out of the forest.
It's like the dick was always there, it just wasn't presented, and then it appears.
I'm thinking of it like the places you'll go, that Dr. Seuss book.
I picture
the penis looking like that. I don't know exactly how in my mind, but I feel like a fat guy's dick is like what that book cover is based on. I might be grasping at straws, but I've always correlated Seuss with fat guy dick.
I don't know what that's about.
Me neither.
But I like it.
I don't know
I like
either,
it.
To be honest.
It's got to be the worst part of letting yourself get overweight. Is like the day that you hit, you know, XYZ pounds and you're like, it is now, if I could get a girl, it's like ridiculously hard to sleep with her. That stinks.
That's kind of the only bad part. Like, I mean, I guess physical uncomfortability being around people or like health in general, but like.
Not being able to breathe.
But like, yeah, but
no,
that's.
Low energy.
Not clothes that don't fit you.
But like, what do you need energy for?
Yeah, no. I don't,
what do you need energy for?
Energy stinks.
What do you need energy for?
Well, to have sex with the girl.
Exactly. Like, that's what you need it for at the end of the day. Like, it all kind of funnels back to that same
Honestly,
thing.
Honestly, everything in the world leads back to that, I think. Everything right. in the world leads back to, like, chasing pussy.
Yeah, it's primal.
Whether or not you're literally doing it, but, like, the reason why you want to make money and the reason why you want to be confident and the reason why you want to be cool is so that girl's like you.
Like, if you cared about yourself, you would be fat. You would just be eating all the time, indulging yourself. Mm-hmm. You would be drinking things that taste delicious instead of fucking trying to have a bunch of water or whatever fucking sparkling bullshit
Sweet
we're on
green
this week.
Every day and shit like that.
Exactly.
Acai bowls.
Exactly. Acai bowls are fucking
disgusting. Are you still in on that?
No.
Those are weird.
I never really was in on them, to be completely honest with you. I tried it. And
it's just like mashed up blueberries,
well,
right?
Well, no, what it was. It was frozen yogurt, so it was like eating ice cream.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Which
I don't
was dope. But then I was like, this is lunch.
I can't just have a bowl of ice cream for fucking lunch, man.
Just eating ice cream all the time.
Like, dude, it's yogurt. I'm like, but it's like frozen yogurt. It's like a TCBY yogurt.
Yo, can I circle back to aliens real quick?
Yes, please. Always.
If the aliens, you know how we as humans, you know how humans are stupider than aliens?
That's not proven.
I would assume so, but yes, I would assume so. But
and so you know how we have satellites in outer space where we can see like a street, we can see like a ladder in front of someone's house from mm-hmm. the satellite in space. Mm-hmm. But if we look up at space, we can't see the satellite at all.
Right.
So why would an alien spacecraft try to get so close to the Earth where they were flying around where we could just see them like they were just an airplane flying over? Like, if they're so smart, why aren't they up there in satellites, like, looking down on us unbeknownst to us?
Well, the same reason why we have satellites that can see shit, but we also want to, like, get to the moon and collect a sample.
No,
they
want
to get to Mars.
I think it's the same reason, like, if you really want to help someone, you give to charity, but then you give and you let people know, like, yo, that was me, dude.
Oh, they're flexing a little bit?
Well, yeah, you're not going to give to charity anonymously.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the power
of the alien if they can't, like, present themselves every now and then?
But what do they do?
Well,
what is their power?
Out of sight, out of mind.
What is their power, though?
They potentially could end in the young and happy.
I don't see that, and I welcome.
Oh, what, do you think you could beat the alien?
I welcome an alien or a ghost to come on to Young and Happy and defend themselves. Not
no, they
only
come on as a
verbally,
guest. No, I'm not saying they can't come on as a
physically
guest,
physically to defend themselves. Because
you
I want
Mike the Bike
peace.
To fight him.
I would love to have Mike the Bike to fight an alien.
I would rather just come on as a guest.
All right, fine. We can talk diplomatically.
Listen, if there's any alien guests, KFC Radio has dibs, all right? I'm pulling seniority on you motherfuckers.
That's fair.
Coming on my show first, okay?
All right, we'll take the ghosts. You take the aliens, all right? Actually, you might have dibs on ghosts too.
We can do that, and then we'll swap.
Okay, that's fair. We'll do another crossover.
You think the alien races have hella history of like slavery and stuff like that?
I think Big Cat has ghosts.
Does he?
You'll have to fight him. That's a whole other story. You got to go down that road. You got to fight. Pardon my take. I don't know. That's up to you. I don't know. I bet you aliens have like racism and like genocide and shit like that.
Yeah, and they just got like one alien race has been enslaved, but they're like entirely too athletic and too good at everything, and like they're way better than the other alien. And now it's like seems like pretty much they're going to take over the alien stratosphere in like the coming years.
Maybe those are the aliens who are like looking at Earth, being like, "Yo, is this a better place for us to live?" Like they're starting like a back to Earth movement, like the back to Africa type of thing, but we're going back to Earth. Like
Wait, you think the aliens are enslaved are from Earth? You think that they?
It could be some shit like that. They could be enslaving Earthlings. Maybe all the Porzingis.
I've always thought about this. Like, why do people think that all the dinosaurs died here? Like, why couldn't the dinosaurs just been like, "Yo, let's get in this new technology we've been developing get out of here before this meteor hits"? And all the dumb dinosaurs and poor dinosaurs didn't have it. They died.
That's important to ask.
That's like some classism right there.
Trust me, Casey. I'm not like, yo, I know that that's a fact. I'm just saying something to think about.
You're asking these questions. And they're important questions. We need to get to the bottom of these things.
Dinosaur racism.
We need to find out about alien racism. Are there races of jizz cloud fucking ghosts?
It's and you got to think about this too. Like, sterile people still jizz.
Yeah, that's true. Just there's nothing.
Do they?
Like, are there sterile ass ghosts running around?
I mean, Dave does.
Huh.
Right?
With blood in it.
Just all sorts of stuff comes out of him.
He's giving race to sterile ghosts.
That makes sense.
I'm getting a little glimpse into what Young and Happy's doing these days. You guys have grown into.
We haven't even talked about Area 51.
And I like what you're putting down. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's some weird shit. Our happy bursts are almost like, Caleb was talking about it today, they're almost like therapy. Like, he's like, "I can't wait for this happy burst today," because it's just like, we just kind of turn our brains off.
Cathartic.
And just like.
We encourage you to listen. We basically just turn our brains off.
Yo, that's when the best shit happens. You stop overthinking it and you just like let it flow. That's when you get the most like raw, unfiltered sort of shit coming
out of your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys have to give us, because I know you guys are coming up on your 5-year anniversary
today. As you're listening to this, five years,
fucking anniversary,
wild, dude.
Wow,
5 years of voicemails and nonsense.
Man, how have things changed? Like, what advice would you give to
some young lads
into the podcast?
I mean, I don't want to say, like, a lot has changed because, like, Dan left and we tried with Asa and we're changing things up. We've done live shows. We did Mail Time for a little bit. Mail Time kind of got brought back into the mix. So it's kind of, like, gone different ways. But the crux of KFC Radio always has and always will be that you're going to get the unfiltered truth. Or at least what you assume to be the truth, your thoughts, your opinions on it, no matter what the consequences are. So you might incriminate yourself, you might make yourself sound stupid, you might come off ignorant, you might whatever it may be, but we've always really hit you with like the real thoughts, which is a cool dichotomy, because we're talking about such silly shit. It's like not realistic, but it spins off into a conversation where you're giving your real thoughts about. So we might talk about ghosts, but all of a sudden you're talking about like relationships with ghosts, and then you kind of get into what you think about chicks, and so it's like all of these things that are nonsensical, but you're applying like what you really think and feel.
And that's
towards
why
that.
I have no remorse about my The places you'll go, fat guy dick take, because it was honest. It came from,
I'm tempted to look at the cover, and I feel like on some level there's going to be this piece of truth that I understand.
You know what? You just peel back the layers, much like a fat guy's boner, and you'll find some truth at the center of it. There'll be something hard at the center of it that you can hold on to.
Always something hard to hold on to at the core.
To me, that is what whatever level of success I have had here, I think, is because of that. It's like just the I'm looking at the cover of All the Places You Go, and it looks like as if there was a fat man Technicolor belly, and you pulled it away, and then the Technicolor dick appeared.
I don't want to be the guy to change Technicolor to, that's a gay fat guy.
That is true. That is the pride rainbow fat dick right there.
Fine. It's 100%. That's good. We're good with it. So how is there any, do you ever feel burned out from this? Do you ever feel this shit is fucking...
Well, you know what's funny? When it's like lights, camera, action, and we're recording another episode, I don't think about it. Like, we just start going. Like, right now, I'm like, we could probably do 2 hours. Like, we're cooking.
Right, just talk.
Leading up to it sometimes is when I'm like, oh, what are we going to talk about today? Like, oh, it's a little bit slim on material. By the time I put this out, will it be too late? Like, there's a lot of that to think about. And then afterwards, sometimes I'll walk out and be like, that was a long day. Like, a lot of podcasts, a lot of radio. Like, I got to do it all over again tomorrow. But when it's time to go and it's like the game tips off and we're just like recording, then I'm fine. I'm just like letting it rip. But it's the in between times where I find myself sometimes
how do you capitalize on it? Like, you have such a good show. What's the best way to get people to Venmo you?
Yeah, right. Sometimes people have reached out and been like, I would like tip you guys. Like, when you do like a really good episode, send a tip.
On what? Like, how would they tip you if you were distant, could, like, they could, didn't have cash?
It could potentially be like an app specifically for people in the service industry. Like, I'm servicing you, I'm providing you entertainment. I wish there was an app where I could like sign up and be like, here's my profile, like I'm KFC, and you could find me and electronically send me that
tip. It's tip, but then you wouldn't like know the identity of the other person,
right? You don't have to worry about like stealing money or funds or telephone numbers. I wonder if there was like, because all I want, I don't want any other your personal information. I want just the tip. That's it.
Well, that'll probably
only
never
just
happen.
Just a tip, KFC. Yeah. You're making a sex joke, this KFC radio.
Just the tip. Technology could be the next half a billion dollar.
And if not, it's something that I put a lot of time into promoting for no reason.
So the promotion at least got done.
I'm working on my promotion skills. 10,000 hours. That's what my friend Malcolm says.
There you go.
Insane.
I like what's been popping with Young and Happy, though, because I feel like you guys, first of all, you just are a good pair. Like, I feel like we found here at Barstool.
Apples and oranges.
You need somebody to bounce off of, something to like. Somebody,
it's like a police department. You need like a fucking partner.
Honestly, the whole thing is like a buddy cop movie.
It really is.
If you guys found each other, fell in love, you bounced to the West Coast. You guys were like on a break.
Before I got here, Caleb was
sleeping around
on,
with other people.
Oh, true, I was. Yeah. But he was, when I first got here, he was on the Natty tour, so he was out sleeping around with other people.
So this is really the first time you guys have been like back together and clicking for an extended period of time.
Yeah, it's been really cool. And what we do is we just do a show every single day.
Yeah.
And
I think, you know, when I started, it was like you do a 1 hour podcast once a week.
Right.
And then it was like, why? Why don't
exactly.
We just fucking do it however we want to do it.
I think we were kind of inspired. I don't want to go too far into things that people definitely don't care about. But I think I was kind of inspired by how Joe Rogan does his. I mean, he just rips it whenever he wants to rip it.
Yeah.
I told Ron that. And then we were like, yo, we could do this every day. And it goes back to like getting good at something. If we want to do it how you're doing it, or how, I mean, the PMT guy is doing it, or how Dave does it in his own way, I wouldn't necessarily call him the podcast god, but he's good at it too. But it's because you guys practice so much. I said, Ron, listen, we're going to get in here. We're going to do this every single day. We're going to do Happy Burst for 15 minutes every day. We're going to talk about the daily topics. We're going to have people who are going to listen. We're going to have a ton of people who don't. But we're going to come out of this a year from now, 2 years from now, we're going to be really, really good together.
Yes. The chemistry and the ability, like when we started, when I did the first mail time, it was I was like, all right, press record, let's go. And I like spit everything I had, and it was like 13 minutes, you know, and I was like, oh, we have a lot more time to kill. And now I feel like, and then, so I was doing like daily things for a while when I was doing Daily Mail. It was just like five topics of the day, and I would just read the news excerpt, and then it was almost like a blog, but in audio form. And they weren't, like, sales wasn't selling them. There was barely any advertising in it. And the download numbers weren't anything like spectacular. It wasn't changing the game, but I was like doing it every single day. Now I'm at the point where I don't think it would be great. I love having Feidelberg. I love having like a partner to do it with, but I could probably just press record and go. Bill Burr style, like just ramble for a long time.
You are an extraordinary talker, and I don't
just
say that
don't ever shut the
of,
fuck up.
But
I'm second best talker in the family.
That's true. That's true. No, I'm the best talker in the family. There's just someone who talks more than me. But yeah, it's like a little bit of like just kind of filling dead air and rambling a little bit, but you get just comfortable with the whole process. So doing them daily and doing them together daily all the time, like the chemistry that'll unfold is going to be awesome.
Or we could just get in a really huge fight.
We could hate one another.
That sells too.
You guys could
stage some beef.
Do you guys ever, the two of you, get in any kind of? It seems like you guys get along so well.
I think it's also like a level of indifference where it's like there's never been. Has there ever been like a? Have we ever like disagreed on me and Feidelberg, like disagreed on anything of like substance?
Not that I've known.
By the time you guys, before you came in, we were talking about there's people chirping that we're like making up content and forcing things and we're lying to be like, I don't know. That's the real deal.
Tylenol sucks. Like, fucking, it's not for content. Tylenol doesn't.
Like,
I'm not
going
to take a fucking Tylenol. There's no reason I would ever take a Tylenol. I smoke weed. I would smoke weed before I took a Tylenol.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Real drugs are where it's at. But.
Exactly. Like, none of that shit's going to do anything.
A little heroin.
I would smack a little heroin.
Little heroin never hurt anybody except for all the people that overdose and die on it. Hurt them.
No. Most people who've done heroin, it hurts.
Almost like all the people.
Yeah, and their family stuff. But besides that,
it's cool.
Yeah. Some people get away with it, though. Some people just are good to go. And you never hear about those ones.
Functioning heroin addicts?
You never hear the story about someone who just loves heroin and just enjoys the hell of it.
Yeah, well, don't talk too bad. I heard that they might be sponsoring Young and Happy.
the new heroin people.
Brought to you by heroin.
Buy some H.
You know when there's those like ads that are like just for avocados? It's like not like a brand. It's just the fruit or the vegetable,
the whole
whatever it is.
Avocado
this
commission.
This is brought to you by milk.
I just want to remind you that Mexico has things that they export.
That's how kale got popular. Kale used to be just like the biggest, the biggest purchaser of kale was Pizza Hut. And they would put it as the garnish on their buffet when Pizza Hut used to have buffets. And this was till like 2005 when the Kale Council, just much like the Avocado Council, was just like, we're going to start selling the fuck out of kale. And now kale is like one
and
of the...
people are going to eat it. It's like the shit that we used to just decorate our buffet with. People are going to go crazy.
So
we probably pay like a premium.
Yo, those lift up bras on Instagram are like the new kale.
Yeah, those are fucking everywhere, man.
What are those?
Those are being brainwashed into my mind. Like I want to try one.
The tape bras.
They zip up basically.
They're just like sticky boobs, but then you can zip them and makes your boobs look better.
They don't work at all, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. How you know?
The strangest thing about KFC Radio is that we've cultivated this little fan base of chicks, so we get feedback on these things.
You test the stuff out.
I mean, girls have told me, first of all, anybody with big boobs, they're like, no shot. And if you sweat at all, it just comes undone.
Really?
So the girls were like, I tried it out. We went to the club. I was like dancing with my girls, and I had to just go nips out for the boys the rest of the night because it just fell right off.
All right.
So
they work.
Nice. I was going to say, so buy those, girls. Like
nice.
You said, nips are the new, what'd you call it? Nips are the new choker.
Yeah, that's what I said. Nips are the summer's choker.
It's just
nips
hot.
Are out this season.
So what's next for Young and Happy? What do you got in store for us?
We're thinking about getting an HBO special.
Oh, that's... That would be ideal. That'd be agreeable.
They want to. We're just like, do we want to?
We're not sure if it fits our brand.
Right.
We're more podcast guys than anything, really.
And we really want to like stay true to our roots. Like right now, we don't like have a lot of listeners. Like we don't want to change that.
No, listen, listeners, shit's overrated.
Yeah.
It's like you want to be able to talk to like just a few people. Keep it intimate.
When there's listeners,
I know, I feel you.
That's more people to criticize you. And one thing we don't respond well to is criticism. We are going to crumble under that. So if you have anything bad to say, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to your fucking self.
Or at least just tell Caleb.
Or just stop listening. Just keep those downloads low. Only people who like me. Just that's it. That's all I want.
Let's keep it niche. Even if a couple of you want to drop off, that's okay with us. That's all right. If you want to just fall by the wayside, we'll be all right with that.
Yeah, but we're still thinking about maybe doing a special. Rome brought up Olympics. I'm not sure if that's going to really play well for like the PC crowd.
True,
because we're very PC on our show. I know you guys make fun of that kind of thing. We keep it
keep it clean
above the board.
Okay,
above the board.
Yeah, we We don't.
You sure don't. It's not our scene.
We use a lot of.
We talk about like murdering families and
stuff.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you'll run out of sex questions? It's like fucking. It's like a bounty list. Like it's like people always are gonna wonder like some weird new fucking shit.
Yeah. My thing with the sex stuff is kind of what I said earlier. Like, I think that sex is a very I do in a way. I think sex is like a very common denominator sort of thing for like the entire world. I think that's why I think that's why chicks like it as much as guys like it. I think young, old can kind of relate to it. And it comes across to some people as like lowbrow or kind of like it's a crutch or whatever. And I just think it's a very
universal.
It's a very universal, relatable thing where it's like every time you're going out, you're thinking about like trying to get that girl's number or hooking up with her. And maybe we'll talk about it like we're going to like talk about the raunchy, like how you're playing out the sex, or we're going to talk about like how you get there or when you were embarrassed or when you were scared or whatever. I think it just plays. And I think a lot of people aren't as fucking dumb and apathetic as me and Feidelberg are, where we'll just come on and say these things. We talk about when we come in here, it's like the fortress of solitude. Whatever you say
right,
in here,
right. Like you don't know anyone's listening
in here. No one's listening. It's not that, you know, there's thousands of people out there listening. No, we don't even think about that. So it's like, I think, you know, we're two of the only idiots out there willing to put all that out there. And I think that's why it plays. So I think it just is kind of endless.
You ever think about like, who was the guy? I'm certain it was like a rich old white guy who decided that you're not allowed to talk about sex. Probably the same guy who was like, you're not allowed to cuss.
Yep.
In the Bible, it's like Adam and Eve. It's like, you have shame now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
It was Jesus
who
decided that.
The one thing...
Fucking Jesus.
The one thing that you're genetically programmed through in evolution. Yeah.
Right?
13-year-old virgin, big whoop. Congratulations, Mary. You made it 13 years without sex. but like...
Let's give her a fucking medal.
I mean, yeah, like talking about like
let's give her a gold
participation
star.
Trophy generation. They went all the way back to biblical times. Who's the guy who's like, listen, we're gonna take this one thing that drives evolution and drives your entire species.
Not
we're gonna
just
shut
species.
Down the talk on it. Actually, you guys can talk about it. The girls, you don't talk about it, and also no cussing.
Yeah, and you can't say fuck either. It is a bizarre. How that came about, I don't know, but that's where I think again that
let's not talk about the most important thing for the continuation of civilization.
That's
let's
why
just
I
not
think
talk
conversations like this work though, because I think people do want to talk about it. I think they do want to hear it, and they want to hear like idiots who get it wrong. They want to hear people who say like ridiculous shit because they don't know what they're talking about. Because if we all did talk about it, the conversation would be very like standard. It'd be like talking about like work or sports. It's
this
just
might
like,
be misinformed. I think they talk about it in Africa.
Sex.
That does sound misinformed.
I think they talk about it because, listen, the girls.
Who's they? What do you mean they?
Africans.
Just all Africans.
African podcast?
As a monolith. Talk about sex?
Like, shout out to the African podcast, but I was actually talking about just like the people.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of Africa is like misinformed about sex as like evidenced by people who like chop off clits because they think it's like dangerous and shit.
I don't think that's in Africa.
That is 100%
in Africa.
Definitely Africa.
Also, a lot of AIDS in Africa. I don't think there's much.
A lot of
talk.
Sexual misinformation going on in Africa. So I'm pretty sure that they are not as well rounded and they don't maybe talk about it
you
as much.
You don't think they talk about it? Like, yo, like, what are we doing?
No, I don't think they do.
That would be like the main topic like every day
we,
at lunch.
Must,
it's like,
I think we're getting this wrong.
We're doing this wrong, man.
This is not correct.
It blows my. But it's like you. No one has to explain to you what sex is, like or like a dog. Like no one explained to a dog just what a sex is. Like he just knows that his body wants to like hump, but in somewhere along the way, we all just decided like. No, like we're not going to talk about that's icky.
Yo, shout out to dogs for giving us doggy style.
Unbelievable.
Right? That's like a big like win for dogs. Like that sex position that everybody agrees is like the best one ever. We gave you that name.
Cuz like horses, camels
for giving us dry humping.
Oh.
Oh wow. That's pretty
fucking
good and really bad. Simultaneously
little desert joke.
You're simultaneously great and bad.
Shout out to the camels and the Middle East and the desert. That's a little desert joke for you. All right, so young and happy. You guys got your happy bursts every week, every day. You guys are making. Are we doing B-boy? We're doing fucking
stand-up guys.
There was B-boy stance. Now we got stand-up guys. You guys are always cooking up something.
We're definitely trying to keep the video footage going. We want to also have a video component to all the podcasts.
Yep.
I'm sure you guys realize how important that is as well.
That's like the old school in me. I'm like, I just want to talk on right. audio, and everyone's like video. I'm like, yeah.
We're totally opposite. I think we're using podcasting to practice. We want to get on video.
Maybe we need to like combine forces somehow.
Set you up could do the like practice Captain for us. Planet, we'll play
like,
a game.
And you'll be like, video, and I'll be like, audio. Boom, we have a good product together. all right, so they can find you on Twitter.
Yep, Young
and Happy. You can find them on iTunes. Young and Happy. So wait, who's young, who's happy?
It's like, dude,
I'm both, and then I was like, well, it's going to be awkward if it's just me hosting the podcast.
So it's just like, I'm pretty sure. He's yeah. young, yeah, happy, and I'm in just the like, yeah, I'm also here too.
29, I didn't know it, man. You hide it well.
You don't have a 15-year-old daughter at 26.
True story.
That is true.
True story.
That's 100% true.
No, but seriously, we appreciate you promoing and plugging us, but it's not why we came. We came to promote. Roan's raising money for his kid. He can't afford private school anymore in Philadelphia where he's paying this NYC rent. So he's got a GoFundMe. You want to tell him?
It's just Venmo Adam-Ferrone, F-E-R-R-O-N-E.
Okay. And you know what? I think that just like Venmo is just like old hat. I think, again, we need another
hit me on my Just
another
the Tip
app.
At R-O-N-E.
Hit me on my tip.
Hit me on the tip. Tickle the tip.
Listen, you fellas. Doors open for whenever you want to come back.
Yo,
you want to get those voicemails going? You want to talk about murder in your family? About sex? You want to talk about what? We can do it.
The one thing this show showed me is like I have more questions than answers. I think I just going to become a caller.
Yeah, I might too.
But here's the thing. I don't have any answers. I just pretend like I do. I say them, but they're not really correct ever. Again.
I'll be honest also. Before I worked at Barstool, I one time had a dream about being on KFC Radio.
Well, dreams do come true.
My dream is actually coming true right now.
Dream much higher than that, yeah. Okay?
What time, I'm sorry, what time I didn't I pick had a dream my dreams. About 9/11?
We're going to go research some truther videos right now. This episode was brought to you by Hulu. Hulu is changing the game on how you're going to consume television. Right now, you pay like $1 zillion for your cable box, and you got to bunch of channels you don't really like or use. You're getting overpriced. I check my bill and there's always like three extra line items that add up to like $45. I'm like, what is that? It's not on demand. It's just like extra money that I'm paying. I don't know why. Hulu, they make it as flexible as possible. You can do a 1 month package for just $7.99 a month. You can do 1 month with no commercials at all for $11.99, or you can do the whole enchilada where you get everything for $39.99. Now, what does everything mean? You get channels out your ass. You got everything from the ABC and CBS and NBC all the way to the History Channel. You got the sport, ESPN. You got E. You got everything you need. On top of that, they have original programming. Right now, The Handmaid's Tale, that shit is popping. That's like, I didn't know what that show was about. I thought it was in the olden days. Apparently, it's the total opposite. It's like the future. Huh. The chick from Mad Men is in it. People are loving that show.
Oh, nice.
So they got original programming. They got on demand. They got full seasons of your favorite shows. They got like Fargo, Fear of the Walking Dead. You can watch the full seasons on Hulu. And like I said, live programming with all the channels you need as well. That's $39.99 a month. So they got it all. However you want to customize your TV watching, Hulu's got you covered. So go to Hulu.com to start your free trial today. A very special thank you to Ronan and Caleb, Young and Happy, for coming on the program, boys.
Thank you.
All the up and up.